Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. What a joy it is to teach and preach the old-time anointed Word of God. Here's a sermon entitled, The One Guy Lie.
There's a thing out called The One Guy Lie. That's what we're talking about today. The One Guy Lie is comprehended by a word called Antichrist. The Antichrist is not only a particular person, but it's a spirit. There's a spirit of Antichrist. The word Antichrist is only used in John's first and second epistles. Looking at this will help us expound, expose, and expunge the one guy lie. The one guy lie is not a single statement, such as, I did not steal the cookies, I didn't rob a bank, I didn't do this or that. The one guy lie is more of a false state of being or sense of security. It's exposing false doctrine, and it's also supposing. The one guy lie supposes that everybody's going to listen to everything I say, no matter whether it's right or wrong. That's what the one guy lie is all about. Expounding the one guy lie, 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. Little children, that's the way he addresses us. No matter if you're, as a Christmas carol said, from 1 to 92, doesn't matter where you fall in there, or if you're a little older, we're still all children of God. I don't mind being called a little child. And sometimes my wife can tell you I act like one. So John says, little children, it is the last time. Now that word for time is not kairos, or the other word for time that we think about. When he said it is the last time, it's the word hora. It means hour. We've always felt like we've been living in the last days. But not only is this the last days, but it's the last hours. You are the last time. It is the last horror. The last, and it is horror too, isn't it? We can play on that word a little bit. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. This is a way that we can know, not just because I say so, not even just because John says so, but we know that it is the last time because there are many so-called antichrists. We know that there is one particular Satan Superman antichrist, but he's not by himself in that the spirit of antichrist is all behind him. In fact, John says there are many antichrists. He says they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. They were among us, but they were not of us. There's some people sometimes who are among you, but they are not really you, because they're not going the same way. They're not believing the same thing. They don't honor God the same way. They don't have the same foundation. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. You have no problem staying around people that you can with. That's what John is saying. The one guy lie says that I got to be different. That I got to come out and make a show myself, and I got to draw people after me, and it's about me. That's the one guy lie. John said these kind of people went out from us, but they were not of us. They may have been amongst us, But they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Sooner or later, you're going to come out and be what you are. And that can be good and it can be bad. He said, but ye have an unction. And that word unction is the same word for anointing. You have an anointing. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You don't know everything, but you know all things. Well, you say, how in the world can we know all things without knowing everything? Very simply, to know everything would be to know everything in the world. And nobody does that. There are teenagers who think they do. Grandchildren who think they do. But nobody knows everything. But John says, you know all things. You know God is good and the devil is bad. Hell is hot and heaven is sweet. What else do you need to know? God's word is true and everything else, well, that's just the way it is. Paul talked to the Corinthians about this. They were hanging on to the one guy lie. One would say, I am of Paul. Another said, I am of Apollos. One would say, I am of Cephas or Peter. And then you'd have one super saint who would say, I am of Christ. As though all the rest of us were not of Christ. Just because we may have heard Paul preach, or just because we may have been helped by Apollos or by Peter, perhaps we're not as super spiritual as somebody else. But Paul said, who are we? He demands it. Who are we other than ministers by whom you believed? Who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Peter? Just ministers by whom you believed. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God is the one who gives the increase. He even gets a little sarcastic with them. He said, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? What is all this about preacher religion? Preacheritis, I call it. Rebitis. Bad as fleabitis, isn't it? 7-year itch. Not too bad to have it, just bad can't get rid of it. Rebitis, preacher religion. Draws you after a certain preacher. And we got people like that now. They'll run all over the country after some dude. Pretty boy. But the Bible teaches us that ministers are given to us to help us, to feed us. Paul said, who are we? We're just ministers by whom you believed. The one guy lie is stated in three clauses. One, I am important. Two, you need me. Number three, you cannot make it without me. Well, all of us are important. All of us are special to God. All of us are needed. But the only one you cannot make it without is Jesus Christ. He's the one that you need. He's all I need. The Course says that, doesn't it? He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Exposing the one guy lie. Expose it for what it is. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. That's why you have to try the spirits to see whether they're of God. Because everyone has their agenda. Everyone has the things they want to do. And they can camouflage it and wrap it up in a ministry cloth and make it look good. And they can try to convince you that this is what you really ought to do. Because if you're a Christian and you love God and you want to go to heaven, this is what you ought to do. And then you start feeling guilty. Well, yeah, I do love God. And yeah, I am a Christian. And yeah, I want to go to heaven. So I guess I better go do it whether I want to do it or not. That's called servitude. It's not joyously serving God. It's not joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's servitude. Christ called us to serve Him, but He never called us to servitude. He never caused us to do anything that we didn't want to do. Now, there are a lot of things in ministry sometimes you may not want to do, but you'll do anything because He stretched out His arms on that cross for over 6 hours for us. And the least we can do is go through a little bit of hardship. The least we can go through a little bit of trial and trouble. Yeah. And heartache and heartbreak in this life. This life has heartaches and heartbreaks for you, whether you're a saint or whether you're an ain't. The least we can do. Paul said, gladly I will rejoice. Gladly I will suffer. Gladly I will take glory in my infirmities. Because when I am weak, then am I strong. His strength is made perfect in weakness. We have to try the spirits because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Not just talk about the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit that comes from God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is that thing that describes the one guy lie. What is the one guy lie? It's the spirit of Antichrist. It is not the Antichrist himself. He is not revealed yet. We don't know who he is, but the spirit of Antichrist, it says here, is already at work in the world. This is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard, and already is it in the world. That's the one guy lie. The one guy lie points to man instead of God. There's only one man that's so important that you would point to him, and we wouldn't say instead of God, because the man I'm talking about is God. He is the one that you focus on. He is the one that you look to. And when the preacher can't be there, and the preacher's out of town, and the preacher lets you down, this one that I'm talking about will never let you down. He's the one who hung on that cross and suffered and bled and died in your stead. He will not let you down. The spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Well, you say, well, everybody does that. Don't be so quick to say. There are some who might say it to get in the door, but they don't really believe it. They don't really believe it's all about Christ. Do they wouldn't sit and watch TV preachers all day and try to copy them and be like them? Why don't you just be yourself? Then you won't have to worry about being somebody else. And it's not just a man thing either. You got girls that are so enamored by somebody else. Well, they can't get along with them. They don't like them, but they try to be like them. Well, if you don't like somebody, why do you try to be so much like them? And you're jealous because she's got a big house, and you're jealous because she got a Gucci pocketbook. I might get mine from roses, but it does the same thing. I was talking about my pop daddy the other day about a watch. And we were talking about Rolexes. To get a used Rolex now, people think you something. They used to think you something if you get a brand new one. They get a new one, but now you get a second or third hand. But I told him, I said, what's that thing that takes a licking and keep on ticking? It still does the same thing. It tells time. If you can't tell time by it, it's about not worth a nickel. So it don't matter. It's a little watch. Go buy your $10 watch or a $500 Rolex. See which one tells time the best. They all tell time. And so Jesus Christ is the only one. You have heard about this spirit of Antichrist. They might say that Jesus is a Savior, but they don't really believe that He's the only one, that He's the only way to heaven, that He's the one who came in the flesh, that He is God in the flesh. When you say that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, that puts everybody else on a lower kilter. Jesus Christ is the only one. We serve Him. We love Him. We grow up into Him. It's all about Him. You have heard that this Antichrist would come, and even now is this spirit of Antichrist already in the world. The good news is you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Ghost who dwells in your being is greater than every false spirit, false prophet that's out there in the world. Yeah. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. They identify with the world, and the world identifies with them. We are of God. There's a difference between those in the world and those of God. Now, we're all in the physical world. It's not talking about that. But there's a difference between a sinner and a saint. Those who are lost, we've all been lost, but those who are lost and those who are saved, there's a difference. And if you cannot tell a difference in your life between then and now, there's a serious dead cat on the line. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. If you know God, you don't have any problem identifying with those who know God and serve God. You don't have to feel strange among the people of God. Why do you feel so strange among us when you're supposed to be one of us? Amen. Why can you feel more comfortable out there honky-tonking? If you feel more comfortable out there, there's another dead cat on the line. The truth is that we are of God, and he who is of God hears us. They identify with us. He who is not of God does not hear us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You can know the spirit of truth. You can know the spirit of error. The spirit of error says, that's not right. He's trying to lead you astray. He's trying to take you away. We've had people in this church who have succumbed to the spirit of error. You would think that they had spiritual fortitude enough to be able to listen to God and to pull back and say, that's not right. But they swallowed the bait. Ephesians chapter 4 teaches us that the fivefold ministry, we know it as apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, that's given so we can grow into the image of Christ, so we can avoid every wind of false doctrine, whereby exposing the one guy lie. You can expose it for what it is. The apostles exposed false doctrine. The Bible exposes false doctrine. The Spirit of God Himself exposes false doctrine. We can expound it, we can expose it, and we can expunge it. Expunge something means to do away with it, zip, zilch. Expunging the one guy lie, 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. He's saying the same thing in his second epistle that he did in the first epistle, that it's important that you focus on Christ, that it's important that your ministry is centered around Christ, that it's important that it's not just playing games and all about personality winners. It's important that it focuses on the one who came in the flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's important that it focuses on Him. Amen. This is a deceiver and an antichrist, one who would not focus on Christ. The antichrist is against Christ. Those who love Christ are for Christ. Those who would take you away, try to get you away from the truth of God's Word and the truth of Christ, the doctrine of Christ, those are antichrists. They may not be the antichrist, but they're antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. God wants us to make it all the way home, and He wants us to be fully rewarded. Whosoever transgresseth And here it's not necessarily just talking about you transgress, you fall out, you fall off the wagon, you go out and drink liquor, you go out and get women. It's not just talking about that. It's saying, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not, he does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. If you don't stay in the doctrine of Christ, that means you don't have God. That's what that word says, plain and simple right there. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If you identify with the Son, you identify with the Father. If you love the Father, you love the Son. That was a Jews' problem. They say, oh, we love God, but this Jesus, we don't want to have anything to do with him. Jesus said, no way, Jose. If you hate me, you hate my Father also. If you love me, you love God. And that's what he says here. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now this scripture has been used wrong, and it makes people, preachers have preached it, and they've actually caused people to defame their family and go against their family and reject their family from coming to their house because they're not bringing the doctrine of Christ. That's not what it's talking about. All sinners are lost, and sinners don't bring the doctrine of Christ. He's not talking about a sinner. He's talking about those who are religion, those who had come to your house, and then they didn't have Howard Johnson's, they didn't have the Holiday Inn Express, they didn't have all that. They had the houses, and they housed these missionaries and evangelists and people that would come. And some of them would come, and they wouldn't come with the right thing. And he said, if there come to your house one who does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house. Do not bid him Godspeed, for if you do, you're partaker of his evil deeds. Paul teaches in 2 Thessalonians 2 that there will come a great falling away. It's called the apostasia, the apostasy. And the man of sin, the son of perdition, will be revealed. This is the real Antichrist. Verse 4 of that chapter says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You can tell he's of the devil because the devil has always had this thing about wanting to be worshipped. All this will I give you if you will but fall down and worship me. If thou be the Son of God, and all these things, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He's always had this thing about wanting to try to overthrow God and try to be like God and try to be better and greater than God. That is one of the biggest things that will happen in the time of the Antichrist. He will come out peaceably, even making peace and covenant with Israel. But in the middle of the tribulation, he'll drag the rug right out from under the feet. He will put himself up in the temple of God. He will be a real religious person. Don't fall just because someone is a religious person. Those who follow Satan are such. Even Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. How much more shall those who follow him do so? This Antichrist, the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about, setting in the place where it ought not. The Antichrist sets up in the temple of God so that he is worshipped as though he were God, even though he's not, showing himself that he's God. He will deceive the whole world with signs and lying wonders. But the good news is the Lord will destroy him with the brightness of his coming and the spirit of his mouth, which is the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will be destroyed with the sword that comes out of the mouth of the one who rides on the white horse. He will be destroyed with the brightness of the coming of Jesus Christ and the spirit of the glory of God. And the sword that comes out of his mouth, which is the word of God. Because Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. You don't have to fall for the one guy lie. You don't have to be deceived. You don't have to be overcome. because you know all things. You may be backwards, so backwards that you have your umbrella upside down. But you know all things. You know that God is good. You know your sins are forgiven. You know you're on your way to heaven. That's all you need to know. Amen. You don't have to fall for the one guy alive. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the Apostle John. Thank you that he wrote to us about the Antichrist, about the one guy lie, which can be expounded on, it can be exposed for what it is, and it can be expunged. In this last day that we live, God, help us not to make merchandise of the gospel. Help us, Lord, not to make Hollywood out of the gospel. Help us not to try to sell the gospel. The gospel's not for sale. The price has already been paid. Jesus Christ has gone all the way that we might have life freely and more abundantly. We thank you, Lord, for expunging the one guy lie. It's not about the one guy. It's not about the special guy sitting up in the room drinking fruit juice and being handed a special cracker, getting ready for the service to come out in his big long white robe. We all gonna have long white robes when we get in the presence of God. There's no special one except Jesus Christ. We're all special in his sight. But I pray today that you would keep us on right course and help us not to pay any attention whatsoever to the one guy alive. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon from God's anointed word, speaking to our generation in the last days. The title has been, The One Guy Lie. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord today. You will not fall for the One Guy Lie. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.